repository design pattern is used to allow user to get disconnected access to a collection of entities. So for example, you have some table in database, a list of orders, and using a repository pattern, you can create an abstraction using which you can access to that table. You can be adding records to it, you can be updating, you can be deleting, you can be querying. So in the entity framework, the DB set is technically a repository, but because it's the part of entity framework, I see many teams create an abstraction on top of DB set and on top of DB context. So there is a usual combination of unit of work and repositories. Using the unit of work, you create a DB context that is wrapped in that unit of work, and then through that unit of work, you can be accessing multiple repositories, and through these repositories, you can be retrieving data, and under the hood, you're using a DB context. But the advantage is that whenever you are testing the code, you can very easily mock the repositories, or you can create a custom version of repositories. Maybe you can inject some code that is slowing the repositories down a little bit, and thanks to that, you can be simulating what happens with the application if the data access is slower, and thanks to that, you have faster applications. So it allows for better flexibility. There is a slight overhead of defining and creating the repositories. For that reason, I see often that a generic repository is being used. This way, you don't need to have too much of a boilerplate code, and all of the logic is encapsulated in that generic repository. If you then need some customized logic for an individual repository, then you can define that on that individual repository level, because that repository inherits the generic repository, and you can just extend the functionality thanks to OOP.